We're going.
All right, so I'll call this meeting to order, the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board, August 15th, 2024 meeting. Vern Pollock will give us an invocation, then I'll lead in the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to meet here together this evening, the town board, grateful to have Judy with us. We ask thy spirit to guide us in our thoughts and actions. We're grateful for this community. We ask a blessing upon the members who live here. Pray that we will be good citizens and helpful to one another, watch out for another, and try to be good neighbors. We're grateful for the blessings of the gospel, for our Savior Jesus Christ, and for the opportunity to live in a free land. We ask a blessing upon this nation and upon those who lead it. And we express our gratitude for all blessings we receive from thee, Heavenly Father, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so present, we have me, Casey Anderson, Laren Abbott, Brian Havlin, Vern Pollock, and Chad Jensen is absent tonight. All right, moving on to item two, public comment.
There's no item to comment on.
All right, item three, approval of minutes for the April 11th, 2024 meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from April 11, 2024 as written.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, item four, approval of the agenda for tonight, August 15,
2024. Make a motion we approve the agenda as posted for August 15, 2024.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'm sorry, who made the motion?
Brian. Seconded by Rin.
Rin. Item five, we have no informational items. Item six, we have no planning and zoning. Item seven, general business review previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year budget. Discussion only.
Which discussion only means you guys will have to come back. We have to have a second meeting to do it.
We still have quite a few things on there.
So
the floor was.
Did they redo?
Redone.
I was gonna say, I know they've redone.
Doesn't look awesome. Though.
This is the list.
Right.
From last
that's
year's.
One of the things on the list here.
So we can take it off then.
Well, I guess if that's the upgrade.
Yeah, if that's what. They're, if they're not going to upgrade it to something better, but yeah.
And they redid it, it just doesn't look like it's real that great still. So
I noticed it was shiny when I brought the school supplies up.
I guess get rid of item three, flooring upgrades.
Delete three.
Okay.
Did they do four as well?
I don't think they did any of that. Or sub, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only one they did.
So are we getting rid of number four?
Just three.
Okay.
I think, yeah. That looks good to me.
And I think item eight, I think I saw some paperwork come through that that has been budgeted now. And that does not mean it's going to be done next week. Mm-hmm. But they've actually put it on the list of things that they're working. They're planning to get done in this next year.
Well, that's good.
That would be good. It'd be nice if that's paid.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything that you'd want to add to it?
I don't think I would. That's plenty of things to do.
Yeah,
more than they just bypass something. Might as well just do that first. I'd say just remove three, and that's it.
Okay, so I'm just going to eliminate number three then.
So five, repaint the community center. That does that mean this? Because that over there with the brick, I don't know how you...
I didn't see the inside.
Just the inside of it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I think it was just the inside of it.
So basically redo the whole.
Have they done?
I'll take a note for myself.
I'm gonna put in, they have not done it though, right?
No, they haven't.
We wanna tell them that it's the inside.
Yeah, not the outside, we wanna leave the
brick
like it is, like.
Yeah, really.
We don't wanna paint that.
Really the new way of brick painting stuff.
And when we say repave the parking lot, which parking area are we talking about?
The one in between here and the community center.
Where the.
The one, the fire station, the community center here, the one that's within that area.
And where the block wall is, take that out and.
Make it parking.
So it's all the way through.
Okay.
So the reason that block wall is put in there is because they didn't have money to pave it, but they had money to put a block wall around the playground. I'm serious. That's why the block wall went in instead of paving last time we requested, because they didn't have money for the paving.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
Put a wall up, but not pave it.
So if I say take out block wall and repave parking areas?
It was pretty silly when they did that. We were like, you gotta be kidding me.
I think the block wall.
Yeah, the dirt area used to have some swings and stuff, but that's.
So they removed that, they put the block wall in, we're supposed to bring new stuff in, then they said they didn't have money for the new stuff, but they had more money for the block wall, but not money for paving.
It was a horseshoe pit for a minute.
No, that's right, yeah. There, which you could still set some up there. But anyway, be better. When there's a big event here, it'd be better to have the extra parking, so. That's good.
So your next meetings would be like the 28th or the first one in September? Is anything stand out to you? Probably don't want first one in September because of the holiday. So last one in September or last one this month? And last one this month is going to take you right into Labor Day weekend.
September 26th, I'll be.
Oh yeah, look
so
at your calendar.
Look
at your calendar.
I'll be in Europe, so I'll be here for that one.
Between me coaching and my girls playing volleyball, who knows when I'll be.
God, I remember those days.
I was hoping I wouldn't be coaching again for a long time.
Especially your favorite sport, volleyball.
The one that I have no clue. Yeah. Except for Thursdays, it looks like I'm pretty free.
So in order to get into the next quarter, we'd have to be in October, right?
And you can put it back that far if you want to.
Yeah, we could go into October and then cover it for that quarter.
And then you're done for the year.
Then you'd be done for the year.
That's
and
what
have
I
it.
Wanted.
Yeah. Okay. Unless something comes up, unless we have a.
So
unless
the
you have to have something.
17th
sooner.
Would be a.
And I haven't. I have stuff that's through September, and I have nothing for.
For October.
For you guys. Well.
So would that be yet. The. Is would that be the 17th?
Yeah, Halloween, we'll stop by. I'll just
do this.
Yeah.
17th works for me.
Yeah.
So October 17th.
Right now it does for me. You never know by then.
Yeah, I might go back to Europe.
Well, if you can at least get, if you can at least get me three of you here.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 17th is good.
Yeah, let's plan on that.
Okay. Oops.
All right.
To public comment.
Yeah, item 8, public comments.
Because I have public comment just a second.
Okay.
Nothing disastrous. Two things. The county is having an event where Nike donates thousands of brand new shoes to the commissioners, and they each get a certain amount of them. The schools have to be within a certain income bracket. You guys qualify, and Moapa qualifies. It's a bunch of paperwork, but I don't mind doing it. I come out and talk to the principal at the school. They give us names and sizes of kids that they think might need shoes. And we have a party, and they get prizes that include their shoes, so that it doesn't make them feel like.
Less fortunate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Great. Handout, yeah.
So my question to you guys is, do you want me to go ahead with that?
Especially if you do the paperwork.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I am the one that has to do it, but I don't mind it. You know, not last year, but the year before that, Grant Bowler had it. And it was really fun. And we didn't do that much. back then the paperwork wasn't so great, but that's because shoes started disappearing, so we have to kind of track them a little bit better now. But if shoes are left over, we have them. And we just had our back-to-school event. The clothes from her Clothes for Comfort that she does in February and the Nike shoes that were left over, we were able to take them out of the clothes closet, supposedly, and give them away at that event along with all the school supplies. So it worked out really well. And if I have to next year, I will put one on up here, separate from down there, because I know we did it at the last minute, and I knew it would be hard for, you know, people probably from up here are not going to come down for it. So once I talk to the principal on this, I'll get to you guys later on the other thing, because that's not going to be till next year. And the other thing was Bunkerville's Best. I had an idea. I'd like, if you guys agree to it, and you guys will have to help with it, not big, but because you are here all the time, I kind of would like to, after I saw the kids speaking to you and talking about all the things that they can do and what, how they can grow and stuff, do you think you could find five kids from, I'm going to say like 8 to 18, out, you know, high school, say 5th grade to high school, that either do community service because they want to, not because the judge told them they had to. Or even if they originally did it because the judge told them, and then they started doing it all the time on their own. I'd kind of like to do that. We had kind of a poor turnout last time, and I kind of, it was partially our fault. It was on a day that there was a church activity that we hadn't been made aware of. And if we do it, if it's kids, we can get family members.
Family would come.
And build it up a little bit more. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
I figure if by January I could get it, which would give you time to see kids that might help out around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and the holidays that might help out with things or anything. Or even if it's just a really good student, somebody that's been a great student all the way through school or anything. Whatever, if something jumps out at you that says, wow, this kid is special, then get me the names and I'll start getting information and everything. And we'll try and do it that way, if it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. I have nothing to do, so I'll take
I just want to thank the commissioner for bringing some school supplies up. I took them over to the jail bowler, and they were happy with everything. Didn't need the backpacks, so I actually sent those out to Beaver Dam.
Oh, sweet.
Is that where all those came from?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
They didn't need them. They said they had enough here. I thought, well, Beaver Dam, I knew they were advertising needs for Beaver Dam, so I sent them out through a local group here to Beaver Dam.
Yeah, so. Cool. Well, and you could, if next year we do the event like what we did in Moapa Valley, if you wanted to call Beaver Dam and to join too. I'm not going to advertise it to them because obviously they're not in Nevada.
Yeah, I think
but we don't ask for IDs.
Yeah,
you know, they're
kids and parents come in, and we just let them go and get what they needed. So, you know, the more that we get out of there, the better.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where the kids live; they need to be thought of.
Exactly. Okay, then that takes care of those two things.
Okay, and then one more for public comment.
Okay.
There's that big dead tree out front of the community center.
Is that the one that tried to kill my husband in that storm?
Maybe.
I think it's the same tree.
Is it?
It's dead now.
It's dead.
Okay.
It's like completely
it's
dead.
Fall
I've just
over.
Had people ask about that because it is dead and there's no saving it. So
they just took one down over there that was dead. I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah,
you know, the one in the corner over there.
Oh, yeah, they took the ones more this way.
Yeah, it's,
I know, a different tree, but they probably ought to be looking at those and go.
Yeah,
I'll put it in tomorrow. They're pretty good about getting right out.
Yeah, I can't remember who asked me. Just somebody.
It's on Parks and Rec property, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get John.
I'm sure,
right here.
John's about it.
Yeah. If we mention it here, though, it seems like it get taken care of a little bit faster.
Their list, yeah.
All right. If that's all for public comments, our next meeting will be October 17th, and this meeting is adjourned.
Okay, and it is. What time
it's
that's right.
7:20.
7:20.
Yeah, that.
Oh, man. You
yeah,
guys,
that one. We didn't go for an hour and 45
oh,
minutes.
Man.
You guys went over. Last time was only 7:15.
Yeah.